Friends, in this chapter 7, we are going to discuss about the collective investment fund schemes. Now, the collective investment fund scheme name itself indicates that there is a group of people who collect the funds from each other and investment in one particular security so as to earn the income and generate the profit and distribute the returns. Okay? This is as simple as that. Okay. But regulation part of you, if you look at the collective investment funds, please do not compare it with the mutual funds or something schemes like that. Because mutual fund scheme is a totally different than the collective investment fund schemes. Okay, that you will come to know once we discuss this chapter and thereafter mutual funds also. Okay, so let us start our discussion considering the structure of this chapter, which consists of what is collective investment management companies, then structure of CIS. CIS means collective investment scheme. Eligibility criteria for registering under the collective investment scheme. Procedure for registering the CIS, management of the company, documents required, schemes that are not treated as a CIS, benefit to the investors, problems of the collective investment scheme, and SEBI notified rules and any amendments recently that has been made by Securities and Exchange Board of India in respect of the CIS, that is collective investment scheme. So friends, as I stated, the collective investment scheme, it involves the collection or collecting the money from the different investor so as to invest this money in the financial market to earn the income, and thereafter distributed to the investors after deduction of the expenses, if any, and taxes. Simple definition, right? This capital appreciation is also shared by the investors. Okay? Now, this collective investment scheme involves several individuals which are coming together to pool the money for investing in particular assets and for sharing the returns arising from the investment, right? So this is the scheme is regulated by SEBI, Securities and Exchange Board of India, under their SEBI Investment Scheme Amendment 2000, and give a new expression of collective investment scheme. The system offered by the company under which the contributions are made by the investors are pulled and used with the goal of receiving the profit, income, produce or property is known as a collective investment scheme. Okay, under this securities law, okay, when a corpus amount, this collected pooled amount of rupees 100 crores or more is gathered from the investor, it is referred as collective investment scheme. Now, in little bit in deep, what is a collective investment scheme? This collective investment scheme is one in which group of the people pull their money and invest in an asset. The assets return are then shared among the group based on their share of the total investment made. According to Section 11AA of the SEBI Act, CIS is collective investment scheme is any scheme or arrangement that meets some conditional criteria. These criteria are, number one, the contributions or the payments made by the investors by whatever name you called are pulled and used solely for the purpose of the scheme or the arrangement. Okay? Now, this contribution or the payments are made to such a scheme or scheme of arrangement by the investor with intention of receiving the profit, income, produce or property. Okay, produce or property, whether it is movable property or immovable property from such a scheme or other arrangements. This property, contribution, investment that forms the part of the scheme of the arrangement that is handled on behalf of investor, whether it is identifiable or not. The rationale behind the CIS scheme is every investment is undertake a risk in order to earn the profit or returns. Thus, this collective investment scheme is such a kind of a policy. So, collective investment scheme is briefly defined. It means that the investment scheme where investors come together, pull their money in order to invest in the assets so that their whole collection in particular assets total collection in particular assets. Therefore, it is the scheme in which the returns and the profits would be shared and used by the investor as per their arrangement, which are finalized by themselves only. However, SEBI regulates this collective investment scheme and it provides an exemption also from the collective investment scheme registration. Various collective investment management companies are also being provided by the SEBI, and the main objective of such regulation is to organize, operate and manage the collective investment scheme. Primary focus also reset on participants who play a major role in such a scheme. Thus, this entire scheme or idea of collective investment is investing together in a same scheme collectively with an objective of earning the returns. Okay. Now, let us talk a little bit about the collective investment management company. Okay. The collective investment management company is nothing but it is a business entity which is formed under Companies Act 1956 or 2013 and registered with the Securities and Exchange Board of India. So, Companies Act applicable, SEBI Act applicable, right? And the purpose of this is organizing, operating and managing the collective investment scheme. That is why the company has been formed. Now, the registered collective investment management company can establish plans to gather funds from the general public, credit rating and appraisals from appraising agencies are required for such a kind of schemes. These schemes also be certified by the trustee, and it includes the disclosures that allow the investors to make an informed decision so as to invest into it. The copy of the scheme, its offer document, must be filed with the SEBI. So, offer document is more important in this stage. If changes are proposed by the SEBI within 21 days after filing the collective investment management company, this may disseminate the offer document to the general public for the purpose of raising the money. Now, how this structure of CIS is? Look at the slide, whether there are 1, 2, 3, 4 pictures. First one is a company registered under Companies Act 2013 structure, in which there is a fund manager, which is qualified person, who is also switching and giving the services. Number three is a trustee, a person who holds the priority or unit holders. And fourth one are the shareholders. Fourth one is a shareholder. So these are the four parties involved in the structure of collective investment scheme companies, CIS companies. Major role is played by the fund manager. So let us see a little bit about the fund manager. As the name implies, fund manager is in charge of the CIS funds and he oversees the controls of all the CIS investment decisions made by the company. Now the fund manager is also responsible for scheme unit pricing, valuing the scheme and managing the scheme portfolio. That is the responsibility of the fund manager, right? Next one is a trustee. According to collective investment scheme regulation, the trustee has to follow the established laws and regulation and work for the interest of the unit holder, safeguarding their interest in the assets and ensuring the compliance. Therefore, this collective investment management company appoints the trustee who is in charge of CIS assets. And third important is a shareholder. Now, individuals that combine their money not into the plan are referred as shareholders. These individuals have a right to collect the investment return as well as they have a right to the assets to the amount of share and on the basis of agreement which is signed by them while joining the scheme. Now, what is the eligibility criteria for registering under collective investment scheme? Registration of the companies. The criteria consist of company must be set up either under provision of Companies Act 2013 or Companies Act 1956. And the main objective of the memorandum of the association must be manage the collective investment scheme. Main objective, okay? The net worth of the applicant must be 5 crores. At the time of filing the application, the net worth of the applicant can be 3 crores. However, within 3 years, from the date of registering the application, the net worth should be of 5 crores. The applicant has to satisfy the requirement as per the fit and proper personal test. Infrastructural facilities should be present with the applicant. That is required. Whatever the setup. This means that the applicant should have a leased premises or its own premises to carry out the activities under the CIS. Now, the director and other key management individuals of the company must have an integrity. These directors and other key management individuals should not be convicted or they should not be charged with any offences involving in the any cases, criminal cases or economical cases. 50% of the directors should be independent and they must be related to the controllers of collective investment management company. If you look at the applicants for registering under the collective investment scheme, there must be application must not be rejected in the past. and one of the director of the collective investment management company must be representative of trust, and such a director should not be retired. Therefore, the company under CIS must not be act, must not be or act as a representative of other form of the schemes. Any applicant who already has an existing collective investment scheme should comply with the provision under Chapter 10 of Collective Management Investment Scheme. Now, procedure for registering as a collective investment management company. If applicant wants to handle the collective investment scheme, then they must first set up a collective investment management company. Okay? Then, as per Section 3 of the SEBI, okay, applicant cannot manage the CIS without having its effective certificate, which is issued by SEBI. Now, what is this application? An applicant first make an application in Form A for securing the certificate from the SEBI to act as a CIS company. Okay. Any applicant wanting to start the scheme, which would be deemed as a CIS, should not be CIS should be make an application in Form A. This would be in accordance with the requirement of Section 11AA of the Act. Prescribed application. Okay. Now, second aspect is a fee. Okay. The applicant must also a fee for registering as a collective investment management company. And the fee to be paid by the applicant or application along with the application is non-refundable amount of rupees 25,000. Okay. Provisional registration fee has to be paid of rupees 5 lakh. An application for a grant of collective investment management company is rupees 10 lakh. Apart from this, filing fees for the offer document is 25,000. This is the fee at the time of registration need to be paid. Now, mode of payment of this fee, how the fee can be made. It may be bank draft or in favor of SEBI. That must be paid along with the submission of application. Confirmation. Application for registering under collective investment scheme must confirm with the requirement of the board. Board is nothing but it is a SEBI, Securities and Exchange Board, right? And if there are any form or discrepancies with the application, then the application would be rejected. That has to be again resubmitted. Okay. Now the appeal. If there is a discrepancy, then there is an appeal. If the application is rejected, then the application has to be provided a reasonable cause as to why the application should be accepted. This must be carried out within a period of 30 days from the date of rejection of the application. And the board, that is SEBI, may ask the applicant to provide other documents also. If the application confirms with the requirement, then the board would ask the applicant to pay the registration fee for the certificate. Once the registration fee is remitted to the board, that is SEBI, then they would provide a certificate in the Form B, which consists of certain terms and conditions. There are several terms and conditions which have to be followed by the company. This would be placed by the board for their applicant to follow. Now, while registering, the company is required to submit certain documents which consist of information related to the directors of the company, then certificate of incorporation of the company, then KYC details of the directors, Form A to be filed by the applicant, then information on net worth, that is annual financial statement, and information on the property, whether leased or owned, memorandum of association and objects, articles of association of the company. So these are the documents required to be submitted along with the, for the purpose of registration and proper fee as stipulated. Now, scheme that is not treated as a CIS. Which are those schemes which are not covered under CIS? Number one, any scheme or the arrangement which is developed or offered by cooperative society, it is not covered under CIS. Then, any non-banking, any scheme floated by NBFCs for accept the deposit under CIS, not permitted. Then any scheme or arrangement which is providing the pension scheme or insurance scheme, which is framed under Employees Provident Fund Act and Miscellaneous Provision Act 1952, and some other schemes augmenting the deposits are accepted under Section 58A of the Companies Act 1956 are not qualifying to consider as a CIS. In addition to that, deposit accepted by the Nidhi Company and Mutual Fund Society, not acceptable. Cheat business is not covered under CIS. And any scheme or arrangement under the contribution made or of the nature of the subscription to the mutual fund is also not covered under CIS. Now let us see the benefits of the investor, benefits to the investors. Diversification of master technique and investment type is aided by the collective investment scheme. Diversification of market techniques. So the collective investment scheme allows to receive the return money quickly and at the market related pricing. One will receive the regular update on the value of the investment that they have made collectively and may be able to acquire the information about the collective investment scheme specific investments. Within two months of the financial year ended, investors are entitled to copy of the balance sheet, profit and loss account, and also the copy of the summary of the yearly appraisal and report on CISE. Beyond that, scheme by scheme annual report or shortened version of it must be published in National Daily as soon as the feasible, but not later than 2 months after the accounts are finalized. When we understand the benefit, let us see the problems also. And the problems of collective investment schemes are: one, management and functioning of such a scheme or arrangement are not within the control of investor on day-to-day basis, right? More than 500 companies in the country are estimated to have engaged in CIS activities without complying with the SEBI regulations. In most cases, the operator of such a scheme promises high profit in the beginning and to entire unwary investors only to vanish after a short period of time, leaving their victims in the dark. Okay? Then, before completing under the SEBI scanner, they relaunch the similar firms under the different name and defraud even more investors. SEBI as a regulatory authority cannot guarantee or take responsibility. SEBI cannot undertake any responsibility or a guarantee for the repayment of the funds which they have invested. some of the rules which are notified by the SEBI to strengthen the regulatory framework for CIS amendment, which is consistent as under the SEBI new framework, each CIS will have minimum subscription of rupees 20 crores. This is amendment happened to the CIS regulation. So minimum subscription is 20 crores. And each CIS needs to have minimum of 20 investors. And no single investor will hold more than 25% of the asset under the management, AUM, of such a scheme. To avoid the conflict of interest, the regulator has restricted CIMSC and its group associate shareholders shareholding in a scheme at 10% or representation of the board of the rival of the CIMC. Besides, the mandatory investment of the CIMC, it is designated employees in the CIS has to align their interest with that of CIS. Also, cumulative investment scheme will not open for the subscription for more than 15 days. However, the scheme may be kept open for subscription for maximum period of another 15 days, subject to issuance of the public notice by CIMC before the expiry of initial 15 days time. At present, the limit is 90 days, and further this regulator has the rationalized fees and expenses that is to be charged for the scheme. Also, unit certificate against the acceptance of the applicable will be allotted as soon as possible, but not later than 5 working days from the date of closure of initial subscription list. So friends, thank you very much for the short topic, short chapter, that collective investment scheme. Few more schemes which we are going to discuss in subsequent chapter also. So till then, thank you very much.